The economy in our region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we hear the origin story of a company that makes clothing, very protective clothing, for all branches of the armed services. Fashion and fire protection combined in the products of Massif, born in Ashland. Two guests join us. Jeff Roberts is one of the co-founders of Massif with Randy Benham. He's on the phone with us. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Good to have you here. Noelle Christensen is in the studio with me. She's the vice president and general manager taking care of the day-to-day operations of Massif now. Noelle, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Jeff Roberts, does the story of Massif start with a fire?
No, it starts with my co-founder, Randy Benham. He was a search and rescue ranger in Grand Teton National Park in the summers. And in the rest of the year, he would make gear and clothing for search and rescue teams, and that was our start making gear for those teams.
And then how? So it just sort of grew from there.
Yeah, it did. One day he got a call from his boss in the Tetons, who they do very complex technical rescues using helicopters in the Tetons on cliff faces and whatnot. And they have to wear flame-resistant clothing when they are flying up to do those rescues. But sometimes it can be very cold, especially up at altitude. And a lot of the gear that they had, the flame-resistant gear that they had, did not protect them from the elements. It protected them from fire, but it wasn't warm. It didn't insulate when it was wet. It had various problems. And so he contacted us and said, hey, can you make us some better gear? And that's when we started making flame-resistant gear.
It sounds like the stuff you found on the market in existence already was also fairly uncomfortable.
It was, yeah. It was basically just standard woven fabric, just like you would have a regular shirt that you would, you know, wear to the office or something like that. And so if it was very hot, it was uncomfortable. If it was very cold outside, it was uncomfortable. So it was really only good for a very narrow range of temperatures. And so we set about trying to basically make outdoor gear like the big outdoor clothing companies make, but that was also flame resistant to get these guys what they needed to be comfortable and perform well in those dangerous situations.
I can't imagine what it must be like to try to break into the military market, though. And you actually do sell gear to all the branches of the armed services now, is that right?
We do. It was a very long process. There was, as you can imagine, a lot of red tape that we had to work through. And it took us many, many years to gain. Actually, we kind of broke into the military through a little bit of a grassroots effort. We would sell to individual units, individual people, and then they would tell their boss, and then the team would get the gear, and then they would tell their boss, and it kind of took a long time to work our way up. There were already very entrenched processes and procedures to buy all of that sort of old technology, uncomfortable gear, and it took a we started in 1999, and it took until 2005 before we got actually official approvals with the Army.
Until 2005, you're saying? So 6 years to work
six
on.
6 years,
yeah. But it sounds like word of mouth helped you a lot. The guys showing up, and people are saying, hey, where'd you get that?
Yes, that's exactly right. And then when the wars were going on, a lot of units were kind of mixed up and got to be with each other, where before that everyone was kind of separate in their own area around the country here. But when they were maybe over in Afghanistan and two units were working together, one would have Massif gear and the other one wouldn't. They said, hey, what's that? I want that. And that's kind of how word started to spread about our gear.
So Noelle Christensen, how is the work divided up? What goes on where for Massif?
So our headquarters is based in Ashland, Oregon. All of our design and prototyping facility is here. All of the support groups, customer service, finance, operations, supply. We subcontract out for the major contracts and have the sewing done in Texas, Massachusetts, and California mostly. A bit in Puerto Rico as well.
And so has Massif been sold? Is it no longer owned right here? What's the story on that?
We are family owned again. Mm-hmm. Jeff was one of the founders, and we were family owned until 2009. And then we had private equity investment for about 5 years. And now we are privately held again, a husband and wife that actually own the knitting mill in Los Angeles that makes all of our fabric is who owns our company.
So, Jeff, how involved are you on a day-to-day, either you or Randy at this point, with the operation of the company?
Not so much. After we sold the company in 2009, we stayed on for a little bit to help with the transition, and then we're not very involved anymore. Noel really runs the operation now.
So let's talk about some of the intricacies of this particular business. This is the ground floor on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Massif, the maker of fire-resistant, flame-resistant clothing that now is in the hands of members of all branches of the military. If you've got questions or comments, you can join us 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. It seems like it'd be a real trick in the manufacturing process to develop garments that are fire-resistant, and yet not have the chemicals that probably treat the fabric irritate the wearer.
Yes, so we have proprietary patented processes to treat some products that are not inherently flame resistant. We also make gear out of fibers that are inherently flame resistant. Many in the firefighting community are familiar with Nomex. Mm-hmm. We do make some products out of Nomex, but we also have some that are patented processes that do not have any wear on the skin of the soldier.
In fact, our website makes reference to the Nomex material because it's such a thing in the summer to see the yellow shirts and the green pants and, oh yeah, it's the guys in Nomex on the mm-hmm. firefighting lines. So what you're saying though is that Nomex is the fabric is already treated, or the thread, I guess, is already treated.
And so then, Nomex is a fiber, chemically created fiber by DuPont. Mm-hmm. And what we have done is learn how to make fabrics that are very soft and very comfortable and have stretch. So they're quite different from the yellow shirt and green pants you see in the wildland firefighting community.
So you're adding the flame resistance later in the process.
No, the Nomex fiber is flame resistant.
Yeah, but with your stuff, you're saying.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. We have some products made out of Nomex and then others that are cotton and rayon based. But we do a patented process to create that flame resistant protection.
Jeff Roberts, who came up with the ideas? Who did the patenting?
Some of the patents that Noel is talking about are held by the suppliers, by the fabric suppliers. But the original idea to create a line of flame-resistant outdoor gear was my idea, and that was kind of in the early days the guiding force behind. I just wanted to make this type of gear. I was into rock climbing and mountain climbing and knew all about Patagonia and North Face and Arc'teryx and how outdoor gear should perform, and I wanted to make gear that was flame resistant that did the same thing. So we kind of we knew nothing about textile development, different fibers, anything like that, and we just set about on this sort of long journey of learning about it, finding suppliers that could partner with us to help us realize our vision, and we kind of went down that road for many, many years, going through many suppliers, some of which went out of business, others tried to steal our ideas, and then eventually ended up with a very good partner, which is the company that owns the Massif now.
Which is who?
Which is Antex Knitting Mills, based in Los Angeles.
So it sounds like you had a vision. You had the ideas, but somebody else had to have the expertise.
Yeah, partially, yes. We ended up developing quite a bit of expertise over the years. We ended up buying a specific machinery and equipment that we figured out that we needed to make the type of apparel that we wanted. And one of the biggest problems is that almost all of modern outdoor gear has stretch. And if you have a lot of stretch, you have to have spandex or Lycra in order to keep the garment from bagging out. And Lycra is flammable. So that was really the thing, is figure out how to put Lycra in the garment and not have it catch on fire. And we figured that out before we partnered with Antex, and then we went to, we took that knowledge to Antex, and then they helped us realize what we wanted and then eventually helped us to add on and make everything better. So it was a really good partnership.
Were a lot of lessons learned in the early stages of the formation of the company?
Yes, definitely there were. One of which was that we thought, hey, we have a better product, and there are guys out there putting their life in danger. So the people that buy the equipment for them should want the better gear for these guys. And we found out early on that wasn't necessarily the case, that it is a very political process, the procurement process within the federal government. And we got burned a couple of times early on with folks, you know, entrenched companies trying to sabotage us and keep us from getting in. And we just realized that we had to understand that game and how it works, and eventually we did, and eventually, fortunately, we had the better product, and in the end, the guys on the ground wanted the best gear, and so they ended up getting their wish, and Massif Gear is now, I think, Noel, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's issued to almost every in-theater soldier in the Army.
And that is correct?
Yes, yeah. Every deployed soldier within the Army gets our combat shirts. Unfortunately, they're all traveling to hot weather environments, so they are getting our hot weather gear. And then all combat vehicle crewmen are getting our cold weather gear as well.
So that's a lot of different realms of things. Are you still in a growth phase at Massif? I mean, are you still finding new places to sell the stuff? And it is available to the general public as well as to the armed services.
Right? It is, yes. We manage an e-commerce website where folks can buy directly from us. It's highly specialized gear, so we tend to only sell to professionals, private aviation in some cases outside of the DOD. But the Air Force and Navy have been our biggest growth areas. After the folks that own Antex acquired us in 2014, thankfully they supported us significantly expanding our sales team. And we've got folks based throughout the country that work for us but live very strategically near military locations. And we've seen huge growth within the Air Force and the Navy in just getting our brand out there. The early contracts were all very focused on the Army, and so we still see a huge amount of growth within National Guard and Coast Guard as well, but Navy and Air Force have been our big strongholds for the last few years.
So what can you tell us in the way of sales, a number of pieces of clothing sold in a year or anything like that, dollars?
Yeah, we're privately held, so we don't talk about the revenue side of things. But we do have fabric going into 400,000 combat shirts a year. It's pretty significant numbers.
That's a big number, yes. Did you ever think at the beginning, Jeff Roberts, it would get this big?
No, I didn't. I just wanted a nice business that would be fun to work on every day and allowed me to live in Ashland and have a nice life. But yeah, no, I didn't imagine it would be this big.
We're talking about Massif, the company that makes fire-resistant clothing that is now worn by all branches of the military. You heard 400,000 shirts for the Army a year. Jeff Roberts is the co-founder with Randy Benham. Noel Christensen is vice president and general manager. They're our guests in this month's edition of The Ground Floor. We're finding out how they got from the ground floor to pretty close to the penthouse now from the sounds of it. And you can join us on the exchange. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The stuff is expensive. I noticed when looking at the online store, Noel Christensen, that it's not like you're going to plunk down a few dozen bucks for a shirt. You're going to plunk down a few hundred.
Yes. Yeah. As I said, it's highly specialized gear that really usually is going to folks in a professional environment.
So this is not the kind of stuff you can buy at REI or someplace like that.
Correct. These folks are putting their lives in danger. Their lives are obviously worth a lot of money. Most of us that are going camping aren't going to see a flash fire event or have a situation where a life might be threatened. But yes, it is expensive gear. It's all 100% made in the U.S. at this point. For the combat gear that we are making, the U.S. military actually requires that we manufacture all of the fabric, all of the labor going into it, the zippers, the buttons, everything has to be manufactured in the U.S. And that textile industry has dwindled over the last 15 years. Pretty significantly. The outdoor industry makes all of theirs in Asia for a lot less, but we're proud to be making our gear in the U.S., but it does come with a price.
So as the supply chain person, where there's some hair-pulling moments where you're trying to find the people who make the zippers, the snaps, the buttons, all that stuff?
Yes, we had to actually work with folks like YKK to get them to move zipper manufacturing to the U.S. for us for some of the specialized zippers that we wanted to make.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be no surprise that if you're going to outfit the American military, you kind of want Buy American stuff on them, is the usual way that works, certainly politically,
yes,
if not economically. So what are the next steps? Is there a growth horizon that you see for where Masif can go next? Are you pretty much in the zone you're in?
No, we have big plans, of course, always. This year, we actually have launched a jungle uniform. We've gotten into protecting folks in some different environments. So the jungle uniform has been our most recent launch, and we have plans for some new markets, all top secret, of course, but still in the protective clothing realm and getting into some other areas where folks are getting into aircraft and might need our protection.
In deciding the kinds of uniforms to make for the kinds of terrain, of course, and everything looks kind of deserty now in the American military, should we read anything politically into having jungle uniforms available now that we're going to be in new parts of the world? I mean, do you find out from people in the DOD what the next likely theaters are, or just use your own intelligence for that?
Both. Mm-hmm. The DOD certainly does work on long-range plans for deployments into different areas. They're working on Arctic environment and Southeast Asian environments at this point.
So, Jeff Roberts, what is it like to you to watch this mostly from afar now?
It's wonderful, actually. Being able to make gear that saves people's lives and improves people's lives, limits the number of burns they get from IED explosions and flash fires, it's just wonderful for me to see that and to be part, to have had a part in creating that. So to me, it's wonderful. I love watching the company grow and expand and do new things.
I have a feeling that any branch of the service would be quick to tell you issues they have with your products, but do you also get some feedback from individuals? Do people tell you stories, Noel Christensen, like, you know, this happened or this didn't happen because I was wearing your shirt, your pants, your whatever?
We do, absolutely, and we try to be discreet about those. When there has been an incident, obviously someone's been through a traumatic event, but we do get a lot of wonderful feedback from folks who feel grateful. We actually have one on our staff who got to wear our gear in theater and unfortunately was exposed to an IED. So we have a very personal connection to that situation.
So how many people do work for Masif at the Ashland office?
We're just under 40 at the Ashland office. We're almost 45 employees total. But as I said, we've got some sales folks that live around the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then, of course, the manufacturing, as said, goes on. Antex handles that end of things.
Antex manufactures the fabric. That's who we buy our knitted fabric from down in Los Angeles. And then we subcontract out the garment manufacturing, depending on the size of the garment contract, to some of our partners throughout the country.
All right. Well, this is a fairly significant birth to middle age story in 20 years, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We're celebrating 20 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Masif stands for what, Jeff Roberts?
It's just a mountain and climbing term for a large conglomerate mountain like the Everest Massif or the Mont Blanc Massif, and we just took it from that.
All right. Well, congratulations on the success. 20 years in business at Massif, based in Ashland. Noel Christensen, the Vice President and General Manager. Jeff Roberts, the co-founder. Good to have you on this month's edition of The Ground Floor.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.